What is God's purpose for disasters, epidemics, tragedies, wars, earthquakes, tsunamis, massacres, terrorist attacks, and all other bad things? Do you see on the screen? It's an opportunity for people to change their mind about God. That's what repentance is. So why does God send the tribulation? For the very reason that Jesus Christ told us, hey, I've already said that Revelation, this book, is all repeated information from other parts of the Bible, from all the rest of the Bible. There's nothing new. There's nothing first time. Greek term, hapax legomenoi. There isn't anything that is only revealed for the first time here. What did Jesus say? In Luke 13, you can turn there, and I'll track through it with you, because this is a great passage for all of you. They're going to be teaching the Bible, they're going to be explaining the Bible, that are going to be sharing the gospel with anyone, and I think that would then cover all of us, because we're all to go into all the world and share the gospel. Jesus once had a Q&A, and in chapter 13 it says there were present in that season some of those who told him, that's Jesus, this is Luke 13:1, about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Well, that was a horror story. A group of people walking in with their lambs to the temple were killed by Pilate's Roman soldiers. And the soldiers with their swords not only killed the pilgrims, they killed the sheep they were carrying. So the blood of the pilgrims was mixed with the blood of the sacrificial animals that they were carrying. So that was a disaster. And Jesus answered and said to them, now this is the most unusual answer until you see the larger context. Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered such things? Most people think disasters happen to people because there's something wrong with them. When like in Minneapolis, the great interstate highway bridge over the river a few years back broke and cars plunged into the water and people drowned. Immediately, some people thought, well, you know, if you knew, there's probably something they did, you know, that fate got them or God judged them. No, no. Jesus said, do you think they were worse? Verse 3, I tell you, no. No, we're all equally infected. No, we're all sinners. No one has died yet in the 42,000 people so far as of this morning that have died in the current COVID-19 pandemic that weren't going to already die. Because the wages of sin is what? Death. But look at this. I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Look back at your slide. An opportunity for people to change their mind about God. Repent. Repentance is a change about a mind about something that leads to a change of our action, of our direction. But it starts right here with our mind. And God sends the tribulation to change people's minds about who He is, that He is the Creator, that He did come to earth as Redeemer, and that He will judge all who do not put their faith in Christ. And then Jesus said, how about the 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed those? Do you think that they were worse sinners than everybody else in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. And then here it is. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. What Jesus said is, indiscriminate disasters, epidemics, tragedies, wars, earthquakes, tsunamis, massacres, terror attacks, and the tribulation are all to bring people the opportunity to repent. Number one, lesson number one, life is fragile. The Lord reminds us in His Word that our life is but a vapor, and it just appears for a little while, and then we vanish away. Number two, death is inevitable. Though a few of us will be privileged to be changed in a moment in the twinkling of the eye at Christ's coming, every other human on earth only has one thing to look forward to, an appointment with death, as it says in Hebrews 9. But praise God, Christ is the answer. Now, you notice I wrote that up here because I think this is what, as COVID-19 wears down and you know, it just becomes a seasonal illness and life gets back to normal in our world, there are going to be a lot of people that every time there's a new bird flu or a big tsunami or an earthquake or some other disaster or a plane crash, they're going to go, oh, and they'll get afraid again. You say, oh, why does God send the tribulation and all the other things that happen around us? To remind us before we forget, life is fragile. We're a heartbeat away from eternity, a breath away. Death is inevitable because all have sinned, and Christ is the only answer. Christ is the only answer. Global deaths in 2020, with or without COVID-19, are 2 people die every second, 7,000 every hour, 163,000 every day, and 60 million people will die this year. Just because death is inevitable. Because our lives, our bodies are fragile.